Pulling Alana along, he stepped to within a couple of meters of the hole. On the opposite side of the hallway, he saw Leia looking through an identical hole, her face flashing green in the light of passing blaster bolts. She gave them a smile, then slid out of view behind the remnants of the wall. It was a smile that said volumes to Han. He quickly had Alana command Angie to stay with R2-D2. He wouldn't normally have given the command much chance of sticking when things got wild, but Alana and the Nexu seemed to have some sort of force connection that might help. After Angie was in place, he positioned Alana in one of the room's front corners and told her what he was planning. He explained what he needed her to do, including hiding her presence in the Force like her grandmother had taught her, then crawled on his hands and knees past the hole in the room's front wall to the corner opposite Alana. Over the din of screeching blasters, Han began to hear Sith boots pounding up the hallway toward him. He kept his head down, hiding the whites of his eyes and listening to the footfalls grow louder until they reached the other side of the hole. By then, the steps were beginning to slow, and Han raised his gaze to find a straight-nosed Sith male leaping toward him through the hole in the front wall. Han ignored this one and opened fire on the next Sith in line, who was spinning around to cover Alana's side of the room. The attack took the woman so completely by surprise that she did not even have time to activate her lightsaber. A smoking hole simply appeared in one side of her head, and she went down like a holograph losing power. In the same instant, a trio of blaster bolts sounded from where Alana was hiding, and the first Sith pitched forward, his still-ignited lightsaber falling so close to Han that he nearly lost an arm. Paying the close call no attention, he continued to fire down the hallway into the line of charging Sith. Having the benefit of the second and a half it had taken their fellows to die, the first three in line ignited their lightsabers and quickly began to bat Han's bolts back toward him. He kept his head down and continued to fire, and a couple of heartbeats later, they were coming through the hole into the room, which is when Leia leapt out of hiding. Han continued to pour fire down the hallway behind her, occupying the rest of the Sith just long enough for her to cross the hallway. Her lightsaber droned twice, and two Sith heads went flying. Alana's blaster screeched again. Then Alana screeched as the third Sith spun on her, batting her bolts aside and lunging for her. Before Han could switch targets, Angie slammed into the woman's flank, knocking her back toward the corridor, and her head straightened to Leia's blade. The woman's knees buckled immediately, and Han shot her through the spine on the way down. Alana made a retching sound and rolled away from the woman's still descending lightsaber. Han switched back to firing down the hallway, and Leia stepped into the hole beside him, using her lightsaber to deflect the steady stream of bolts the Sith sent back at him. When the enemy realized they had lost nearly half their number, the leader, a brown-bearded Kashyyri with pale eyes, yelled something in their own language, and the band began to fall back toward the intersection. And that was when Zek and Terran arrived, rounding the corner behind a wall of blaster fire so intense that all Han could see was flashing light. Several Sith voices cried out in agony and surprise. Then the brown-bearded Kashyyri and three other Sith came racing up the hallway. As they drew near, Han saw the brown-bearded one thrust his hand into his pocket, no doubt reaching for a grenade or thermal detonator. The Sith behind him was doing the same.